This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on First Take, brought to you by Bud Light. It is Saints game day. Drink Bud Light as we get ready for the black and gold kicking off against the L.A. Chargers out in SoFi Stadium. Checking in with our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, now. Appreciate the time, Jeff. How has L.A. been treating you?
You know, it's been going good. You might hear some bell ringing in the background, and I think they're doing some sort of bell ringing halftime show that they're warming up for. But, you know, it's been nice. I mean, this stadium is always kind of funny because you look around, and it's like, okay, we're inside, kind of. You know, the front the one end is open, the other end is open. It's kind of unseasonably muggy for L.A. today. So this is the first time I've been in this stadium, and it's been three times in the last 2 years, that I've been very aware that I'm not inside completely. So we'll see if that persists throughout the game. But no, it's always a nice area. It's a nice arena, and looking forward to it.
I was going to say, how far is SoFi, do you know offhand, to Dodger Stadium, where the World Series Game 2 was last night?
That is above my pay grade. I do not know.
Okay.
I didn't know if you got to venture out some. Steve. No, I did not go to Dodger Stadium. I avoided that traffic as much as humanly possible. But it's been exciting. People in this area have been excited. You know, it's not an area where you're always aware that there's like nine sports teams, but definitely some Dodgers fans have been working their way around.
Did you get a chance at least to go to the Lakers game, or that didn't happen either?
No, I did not. I stayed in the hotel and I did work just so I could say that on the broadcast of the Boston.
Oh, good studier, getting ready for the game today.
Yes. Exactly.
Looking at the matchup, obviously, Jeff, a huge one going into this. The fact that so many of the guys on the Saints injured list are at least getting back into the flow now. The main ones, obviously, Taysom Hill, Chris Olave, Cesar Ruiz. This offense needs that injection, some kind of boost right now. So obviously, pretty high going into this game, at least the speculation that the offense could, you know, get some kind of boost or benefit from this. Looking forward to anything that can help end this five-game skid right now.
Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy, because when you talk to coaches, you talk to players throughout the year, the first thing you'll hear is, hey, it's a next man up league. You know, we have the people, they're here for a reason. They wouldn't be on the roster if we didn't trust them to play. But on the other hand, there is kind of a critical mass of injuries that makes it almost impossible for you to win. And I think at least part of the explanation over the last 2 weeks, at least in terms of those were two very, very, very ugly games for the Saints, is, yeah, you're down so many players and so many players at key positions, that how do you put forward a winning product? It's difficult. And the teams don't want to use that as an excuse, but it is a valid excuse. But that's kind of gone. Now, you still don't have Derek Carr for this game. You still are relying on Spencer Rattler, a rookie quarterback in his third career start. But you at least have the pieces around him that makes you feel like we can get a representative performance. I don't even know how you grade a week where you don't have either starting wide receiver. You don't have three offensive linemen. You don't have Taysom Hill. Like, how do you even gauge that in the frame of, like, okay, is this good quarterback play or bad quarterback play? Is this a rookie getting beat, or is this a rookie who just doesn't have a chance? And so, you know, that's what we're going to learn today, is how much of that is truth and how much of that is, hey, do you not have it? So we'll find out. I think having Cesar Ruiz back in particular is going to be a boost for that offensive line. I think having Taysom Hill back is going to be a boost for the run game. And I think having Chris Olave, for obvious reasons, is going to be a boost to the passing game. And so we'll just have to find out. The Dennis Allen, all the coaches, they talked about there's a lot of energy at practice this week. Having those guys back is kind of a revitalizing factor. You had 10 days off, so rest cannot be an excuse either. You know, the last two games, you could say, hey, we were dealing with a short week. That's not easy for anybody. Well, it's the Chargers this time who are on a short week, with the Saints having 10 days off. So this, you better be a team that comes out with energy today. You better be a team that shows some fight. And you go make a tackle, go win a game. Because, you know, if you can do that, then the tone of this season feels like it starts to turn around. If you can't, then it starts to get real ugly.
For you, when the announcement was made that from Dennis Allen, really early on again, that the team was going to be sticking with Spencer Rattler for this matchup. Obviously, we still have Derek Carr still recovering from the oblique injury, but a lot of folks, I think, felt when we saw Jake Haener come in late in the game on Thursday Night Football, orchestrated that lone touchdown drive for the Saints, that maybe it'd be his time to serve as the starting quarterback for this matchup. But in the end, it is still Spencer Fahia at under center for this squad. What was your take on the early announcement on, and also it being Spencer still?
Yeah, well, I think what Jake did is at least made it a valid question to ask a coach of like, hey, is this something that you consider? And I think you do have to look at what Jake did as kind of inspiring of, hey, what could he potentially do if you do end up having to go to him? But no, I think DA kind of coming out and saying it on Monday was kind of relevant in its own way. If, hey, you could have potentially made that a question and used that to your advantage and forced the Chargers on a short week to scout two guys. Instead, you came out and you just gave, I think, a vote of confidence to your rookie quarterback. And I kind of feel like that's the right way to go. I don't want to have my rookie quarterback feeling like he's walking on eggshells and every time he makes a mistake, he has to look over and make sure the rug's not getting pulled out from under him. You picked him. You said he's going to be our guy until Derek Carr comes back. And you're sticking with him. I do think to a certain extent you have to kind of say, oh, was there a leash in the first two games? It could have gone whatever way you were sticking with him. And in this game, I kind of feel like, hey, if things go really badly in the first half, you have to at least consider, do we make a switch? But no, they're confident in Spencer. I think they feel like, you know, you have two games of tape. That second game, it's hard to say you had any time whatsoever to fix any mistakes, to make any corrections. You kind of just had to flush the game plan for week six and go directly into the game plan for week seven. There wasn't a lot of time for self-scouting or self-reflection or anything like that. So, you know, one thing that hopefully Spencer has been able to do over these last 10 days is go over those first two starts, kind of identify what he did well, what he didn't do well, what he needs to improve on. You know, one thing DA talked about specifically, he's got to be better at identifying when he's hot, when there's a free rusher, when the ball has to come out, you don't have time to sit in the pocket. I think that was a struggle on that first fumble when, you know, he had a free rusher off the right side, he got hit in the back, fumble. And so, you know, those are the type of things that you'd hope, hey, 10 days off, third career start, you get to get a little bit more comfortable, you get more pieces around you, and you can start to look like the quarterback that can be a starter down the line. And we'll find out today, I think.
Unfortunately for the Saints, we know Poulsen Adebo going to miss the rest of the season after breaking his femur. Means, you know, got to step up in the secondary now. Obviously, good news, Marshawn Lattimore with the hamstring issue, not a problem this week. He is good to go. But other than that, who are you expecting to see opposite of Marshawn? Is it going to be Alante?
It's going to be both. I think so. If you go back to last year, how they handled Marshawn's absences, you had Alante in the slot on nickel reps, and then you had him move outside on base reps, and then the dime, you might see some different combinations. But yeah, I think that's how you're going to work today. You're going to have Alante in the slot in nickel reps when you're in base, which means three linebackers. You bump him outside, and in the nickel reps, you will have Kool-Aid McKinstry playing on the outside. You know, he's a player that this team was high on. He's confident. It's fortunate that he was able to get that time in week two when Marshawn was out. He started on the outside at corner and he played pretty well. Obviously, the defense played really well in that Cowboys game. So this team feels like he can get the job done and he's got to go out there and show it. You know, we talked to him this week and, you know, he's as bummed as anyone to see Paulson go down, right? Like, that's a difficult thing to deal with. But, you know, you kind of have to view it as an opportunity for a young player to step in and prove that why you took him in the second round of the draft, why you are constantly picking, you know, building on a strength with, you know, you took Alante Taylor in the second round when there wasn't a clear path for him to play. And he's obviously a massive part of this defense. Now you did the same thing with Kool-Aid. And you see why every year cornerbacks get hurt and you need someone to be able to step in there. Rico Payton, I thought, did a solid job when he went in. So he'll be kind of he'll step up into a more significant role, kind of what Kool-Aid had been doing. And, you know, he's another guy who got some run because of injuries. And so if you end up having to go to him, I think you'll feel good too. So, you know, we'll see. This isn't a Chargers wide receiver room that scares you. I think Ladd McConkey is going to play. Quentin Johnson was doubtful. I would be surprised if he plays. And then you're talking about a lot of guys that don't frighten you much, right? So you got to be able to hold up because they're going to try to run the ball down your throat. You can't devote extra resources on the outside. You've got to be able to hold up. And so that's going to be a big part of today, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you're talking about also Kool-Aid McKinstry, I know you guys in the locker room today got a chance to, get in some words with him, and you asked him about, you know, playing at a school like Alabama. He's not used to these 5-game losing skids.
No, yeah, that's a lot of these young players aren't used to losing. You know, you go to the NFL because, you know, you not only had individual success, but a lot of times you were on a team that had a lot of success. So it is something that I think is an adjustment for a guy who, yeah, like you said, did not lose a lot of games at Alabama. He kind of said, hey, yeah, it's difficult, right? But you do have to kind of compartmentalize and say, yeah, we need to learn from what went wrong in those games, but we can't allow those losses to create more losses. You kind of just got to move forward and win the games in front of you. And that's kind of been the messaging for this team, I think. Like, you can't change the 5-game losing streak. You can't go there and add a couple more wins in games that you feel like you should have won. But you do have to bounce back. You can't let it continue to spiral. And I think he has a good approach, and he's kind of leaning on the veterans to help him do that.
Look at the big X factors in this matchup. I think, obviously, we always mention the turnover margin being a huge thing. But when it comes to maybe a player or maybe, you know, a certain side of the ball, whether it's the offense, defense, pass rush, I'm asking you here, though, your biggest X factor in this game, the Saints will snap that 5-game skid if they can, or if whoever can do what?
Yeah, well, you know, one obvious one is, hey, don't let the Chargers defense score. You know, this Chargers offense has not scored a touchdown in 15 drives, but the Saints have allowed their opponents to score without their offense on the field 3 of the last 4 games. You're not going to win a lot when you do that. So you got to stop that. But I think it's you're getting Pete Warner back. And one thing Joe Woods talked about was communication, and Pete Warner is a big part of that communication. He even said, you know, it's like getting Batman and Robin back. I think he said that before, but that's kind of his nickname for DeMario and Pete. And, you know, he did mention that there are times, you know, you watch film and you might not know exactly what you're looking at, but the coaching staff does, the team does, and they know when the defense is not being communicated or not being run correctly. And there were a handful of examples in that Broncos game alone where, you know, you can call the perfect defense if it's not run the way you're intending it to run, then it's not going to work. And I think that's been happening a little too much for this team's comfort, and they're hoping to get that better. But no, I mean, I think it just in general, you gotta have some fight, and you gotta slow down this run game. If you can slow down J.K. Dobbins, if you can keep him from, you know, breaking the game open, I feel good about it. This is a Chargers team that runs the ball a ton. They stay committed to the run. Joe Woods kind of described it as like old school Big Ten football, where you're just going to pound the ball, try to hit you over the top of the play action, rinse, repeat. And, you know, that's what the Saints have got to stop. But as committed to this, to the run game as this Chargers team is, I think they come in as the 19th rated rushing attack, and the Saints are right there with them, even with the struggles of the last few weeks. So, you know, this team, if you can stop the run, I think you can beat this Chargers team, you know, going away. You just got to put points up. And it's a good Chargers have a good defense. They have a top 10 defense. So that's going to be it. But you got to keep points off the board. That's the big key.
Jeff, looking at this game too, have you done anything leading up to this matchup different in your routine, trying to shake things up, or nah, you don't believe in all that?
I mean, I did have some sage. I burned some sage in the room. No, I don't do that sort of thing. I have a couple pairs of socks that I've taken out of the rotation. That's about as much as I'll do. My wife gave me a pair of Saints socks that I wore during the Eagles game, and I wore them during the Falcons game. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to cut these out of the rotation. But it didn't work. Things only got worse. Maybe I need to bring them back in. I don't know. But I know the teams and players can be pretty superstitious about that stuff. So I'd hope that there's some things that they have wiped out of their rotation that weren't working over the past 5 weeks.
Appreciate your time, man. You have a great call, and be coming home on that flight with a victory. Please be talking to you soon on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, my man.
Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, our man on the scene there in L.A., getting ready for that 3:05 start right here on WWL Saints Radio. We are live at the Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard. You can stop by, say hey, stock up for game day or the rest of the week, do some grocery shopping, or if you're having a Taylor Swift party, this is the place to be as well. They've got party cakes with Tay-Tay on the front. Also, cupcakes surrounding it. Pretty cool deal. About to have another one with the funfetti all over the cupcake. Want you you to stop by and say hey right here on WWL. We'll be back after the break with more as we close out things and get ready for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.